tomorrow in St. Peter's Square. A glass coffin containing the remains of Pope John XXIII will be on public view. John XXIII was one of the most popular popes of all time. By convening the Second Vatican Council, he helped bring his church into the 20th century. Pope John Paul II will celebrate a Mass before the coffin is placed in a new and prominent position inside the Basilica. And Pier Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Until a few months ago, John XXIII's tomb could be found in the grottos beneath St. Peter's Basilica, where many other pontiffs are buried. Pope John Paul II decided to move John XXIII into the Basilica because of the late pontiff's great popularity and his important role in recent church history. Cardinal Virgilio Noe, who supervises the Basilica, says it was a brief papacy from 1958 to 1963, but it was a watershed.
Nessuno può dimenticare un Concilio Vaticano II.
No one can forget his idea to convene the Second Vatican Council and his openness to the war, to the Soviet Union, for example. No one can forget how he intervened when the Soviet Union and the United States were on the brink of conflict during the 1962 missile crisis.
38 years after his death, John XXIII is still remembered in Italy as Il Papa Buono, the good pope, because of his benevolent and jovial nature. Last September, Pope John was beatified, the last step before sainthood. But the event was overshadowed by the more controversial beatification of Pius IX, a conservative accused of anti-Semitism and a pope who rejected freedom of religion as heresy. John XXIII was his antithesis. As Vatican ambassador to Istanbul during World War II, the then Archbishop Angelo Roncalli helped prevent the deportation of many Jews from Nazi-occupied Greece. As Pope, he opened the way to a Catholic-Jewish dialogue by abolishing words offensive to Jews in the Good Friday liturgy. His crowning achievement was the Second Vatican Council, which he convened as a regeneration of the Catholic Church to bring its teachings and administration up to date. Some of his major concerns were rapprochement between Christian churches and interreligious dialogue. When Vatican officials opened up the papal tomb earlier this year, Cardinal Noe said they had a surprise.
We found the body of the Pope intact, as if he had been buried the day before. There was nothing disturbing about this. He seemed to be a man who had just begun his eternal sleep.
Cardinal Noe was careful not to attribute the preservation of Pope John's body to a miracle. He pointed to the case of the medieval Pope Boniface VIII, whom the poet Dante considered so unscrupulous that he placed him in the Divine Comedy's third circle of hell.
Ho già ricordato l'ultima volta per Boniface VIII.
When Boniface VIII's body was exhumed 300 years after his death, they found it was intact. And no one has ever suggested that Boniface VIII was holy.
Italian media reports say that at the time of his death, Pope John's body was treated with a special liquid containing formaldehyde. His remains inside a bulletproof crystal and bronze coffin will be placed in the Basilica under the altar of St. Jerome near the central nave. It's a place of honor. Only two other popes' bodies have been transferred to the Basilica before sainthood. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.